This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
I'm delighted to welcome back Jade from the Her Voice Project to iRadio's group chat to keep us up to date on the recent developments with endometriosis treatment in Ireland. If you're just hearing about endometriosis for the first time, it is among the most prevalent health conditions affecting women in Ireland, for which currently there is no cure, and it's expected to affect about 1 in 10 women of reproductive age. Thank you so much for joining us and shedding some light on this, Jade. To start, could you briefly tell our listeners what the Her Voice Project is and how it came about as well?
100%. So I'm Jade and I'm from Her Voice Project, and it's essentially a women's health community online that was founded by our wonderful Lisa, who is currently in Greece, and we'll get to that in a few moments. Lisa, Robin and myself, and we make up Her Voice Project, or the admins, I suppose, is Her Voice Project. And what that is just a community for women online. And one of our biggest focuses at the moment is endometriosis, the treatment of endometriosis in Ireland. Although the community is internationally recognised, we have people from the US, people from, you know, France, Spain, Portugal, Brazil, everywhere, because there's just such a high demand for answers, information, and just, answers for all of the questions around women's health, but particularly around endometriosis at the moment.
I was saying earlier on that it's apparently set to affect almost 1 in 10 women of reproductive age in Ireland, which is such a crazy statistic when you think about it, given like the fact that it's not talked about, I don't think, as much as it should be, if it's affecting that amount of people. But if people are just hearing about endo for the first time, can you talk us through what the symptoms are and Ireland currently at the moment, how you go about getting a diagnosis for it?
100%. So the first thing I will say is that endometriosis is not just a gynecological issue at all. It's a full body systemic inflammatory disease. And while there's lots known about it at the moment, there's also lots unknown about it. And that's formally down to the lack of research, the lack of funding going into research. And so it's interesting that, you know, there's not a lot known about endo just from a research point of view, because there hasn't been funding there. So hopefully we'll be moving in a positive direction with that over the next couple of years. But if you're just listening for the first time and you haven't heard of the term endometriosis, what you will usually be told with endo if you go to your GP or your gynecologist about it is that it is where lining similar to the lining of the uterus is growing in a place where it should not grow, basically. And so that causes pain and inflammation in lots of different ways. Now, most people will have endometriosis in and around the pelvic region. But for cases like our Lisa, she has extra pelvic endometriosis. So that has spread to her thoracic region and also her heart as well. So it can be found anywhere. And I think with regards to the symptoms, it's so unique. But I feel like the most common symptoms that we hear from a lot of women, and we are not medical professionals, it's a community of women, but the richness of the information that you get from that is amazing. And so most women will have complaint of very painful periods that, you know, not, you won't be able to go around your daily life. If you're fearing your periods, if you are having to cancelling plans coming up to your period, but not only your period, other areas of your month as well. So your luteal phase. So the 10 days before your period is due, you know, how are you feeling? What's going on there? Are your muscles becoming sore? You know, there's lots of different things that are outside of the period as well. But one of the main symptoms is period pain for pelvic endometriosis. You could also have back spasms. You could have chronic UTIs. You could have right shoulder pain. It really does not come down to specific symptoms. It's so unique for everybody. And I think that's why it's so hard for people to get diagnosed as well.
You've all been working hard to improve the healthcare system in that regard, for sure, for endometriosis patients in Ireland. But what is the main issue at the minute? Is it diagnosis? Is it how it's being dealt with when it is diagnosed, from your own perspectives as a community of people who have suffered with endo?
Yeah, that's a great question and quite a big question as well. I think the best way to describe it is that the specialists that have been doing this for years worldwide, like people in the US, Dr. Iris Auerbach, for example, Dr. Vidali, who travels between Italy and the US, you know, there's lots of specialists. What they're doing is a multidisciplinary approach. So what they have is a team of excellent specialists, because like I said, it's not just period pain. It's not always just pelvic. And they have people to address every single aspect of this disease. So what is known is that it's best addressed in a multidisciplinary way, which means that you need to have a look at nutrition. You need to have a look at physio, pelvic floor therapy. You need to have a look at your stress management, which is something that people, you know, it's a little bit sensitive to kind of talk about, because we're not saying that the disease is anything to do with, you know, directly correlated with stress, but it's very stressful to have this disease. So that management, and then ultimately surgery. And I think that's where we are falling down massively in Ireland. So we don't have endometriosis excision surgery specialists in Ireland. We don't have not even one. And so when you are faced with complicated endometriosis, you're very lost in this country. But even if you have kind of simple, you know, or you know, not so major endometriosis as well, you know, when you go into the medical model, the HSE, you're just being addressed for that disease. And it's a lifelong thing, you know, it's like asthma, it's like diabetes, it's not something that you just go for surgery and then you're all good. So we're really, really lacking on the surgery front here. We're lacking on the skills. We're that's where I would say majorly that we're lacking the most here.
I know there's been some announcements lately in Ireland-wide endometriosis care. For example, mm-hmm. the HSC committing to more than 100 additional surgeries for endo patients.
Yes.
From your perspective, how significant is that step and what difference is it going to make for people that live with endo? Because, you know, I know you mentioned there that surgeries was such a big barrier.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of controversy within the community, and people that are really in the heart of all of this endometriosis community there, because 100 additional surgeries, well, would you prefer to have 100 surgeries that are not necessarily of, you know, optimal quality, or, you know, 10 surgeries that are of excellent, you know, amazing quality? So that's the problem there, is that the surgery that you're provided here is not necessarily something that is, you might not rid all of your endometriosis. You know, they might be using ablation versus excision. So there are two types of surgeries that you can have with endometriosis. And ablation is basically, you know, less useful than excision in most cases. And it's just something whereby we just don't have the skills here. The specialists don't have the skills to address endometriosis through excision surgery. So ablation is being used, and I'm throwing around all these fancy words, but essentially what I'm saying is that 100 additional surgeries, we welcome the change, we welcome the push, you know, we're going to welcome the educational campaign that will come next year, I believe, with regards to this. And we welcome the attention towards endometriosis, but there is not much point in putting attention towards it if it's not the correct attention. I think that's the saddest part of the updates from the framework.
I know as well that there's going to be a new presumptive diagnosis pathway for all of this.
Yes.
It's been introduced prior to the, as the framework, and also funding for travel abroad for surgery. I imagine that is tying into what you said there about the excision surgery being what your community thinks is the most beneficial, and that being done abroad. How is your group responding to those particular things in the new framework?
Yeah, I think the people that come from the, you know, in the community, in the Her Voice Project community, there's people that don't know much about endometriosis. There's mammies that are watching their daughters go through things. You know, we have, you know, a wonderful mammy, you know, who's looking at her daughter, her 16, 17 year old daughter, and not being able to help her. And there's people of all kind of ages and perspectives with endometriosis. And essentially, when you go through the rigmarole that is endometriosis and through this country, you come out the other end and you're still looking at going abroad. And with regards to going abroad, our Lisa is currently in Greece, for example, because her case is far too complex. Now, Lisa's case is, you know, more rare than most cases, but she's had to travel abroad. And there has been, like you said, a new scheme. It's called the ESAIS scheme. And that is the HSE's recognition of, okay, we don't have the care that you need right now. Within the next 2 years, we're working towards it, but we don't have it right now. So we will pay for upfront your surgery in another country. But the places listed are not the places that people go to for endometriosis. And so then there was a lot of anger in the community with regards to that. For example, where Lisa is in Greece today with Dr. Dinos, I mean, his clinic is fantastic and it's not listed. And there's another clinic in Bucharest that's very, very, very common. And people have great results. They're coming back going, wow, you know, I've spent 10 years in the system here. I've gone there for 3 weeks and I come back a new person. You know, it's really, really big changes that are going on for people when they go to these clinics and they're not listed. So we have a petition at the moment. And we also have a strike, a protest, going on the 5th of December, I believe. All of the information is online at hervoiceproject.com. We don't have a website. Her Voice Project on Instagram, LinkedIn. We will have a website eventually, but so all of the information there is for the petition to have these clinics on the list. You know, if you need to go abroad, you should be going. You should be able to go to the right places.
I want to touch on that petition again in a moment. Yes. But first, I was about to ask about Lisa and how she's getting on over in Greece for the surgery. Like, yeah. What does this mean to her personally? And also, how has today gone thus far?
Yeah. I've touched base with Lisa about an hour or two ago. And so, you know, she's flown out to Greece. I think on Friday she flew out to Greece. Then on Sunday she met with Dr. Dinos and his team. And she said the difference in having that multidisciplinary team there is just night and day. She feels safe. She feels in good hands. You know, she feels taken care of now. So what would have happened on Sunday for Lisa is that they go through all the ifs, buts, and, you know, if they find this, if they find that, etc. So Lisa has, for those that don't know, endometriosis in the pelvic region, potentially elsewhere as well in that, you know, bowel and bladder as well. Then she also has thoracic endometriosis. She also has endometriosis on the pericardial, so on the heart as well. And her case is quite rare. How is she feeling? I mean, she's absolutely, you know, she's terrified, but she's tackling it with such humor, such positivity, such radiance. I mean, she is really just a beacon of hope. And we just love her here at Her Voice Project because this is terrifying to go through for her. You know, this is life-changing surgery, something that she couldn't get over here, had to pay for it to go over there. Now, she says herself, luckily, she has health insurance, so she can get a lot of it reimbursed, hopefully. But, you know, has had to pay for it up front. Her mom's over there, her partner's over there. Robin, another member of Her Voice Project, is over there with her until Wednesday. And it's a big operation. You know, they're operating on her right diaphragm, her left diaphragm, if they can, if time allows. Her pelvis, you know, they're getting rid of everything they can. And she's been told that the pain will be very, very, very bad if they have to take endo off of the lung, off the ribs themselves. So she's been told by the specialist that, you know, Dr. Dino's over there, that her pain is going to be extremely bad. And she might have to stay in Greece for up to a month, you know. So that's what she's facing over there. Now, again, her case is quite rare, but, you know, she's just such a trooper.
I'm sure she's in amazing hands over there and with the family with her and friends, but I can't even imagine going through something to that level and also not being your nearest and dearest back home, you know, like, so what a brave individual. And, you know, send her all of our love, and I know I'll be following along myself for sure with her journey to see how she gets on. But going back to the petition, which ties into all of this and also Lisa's journey, what can listeners do right now to support the mission of your group with the petition and potentially improve the outcome for those living with endometriosis in Ireland?
Absolutely. So what you can do is find us on Instagram. Our main social media is Instagram, but we are on LinkedIn and TikTok and Facebook as well. So if you do use those social medias as well, you're more than welcome to. But Instagram, in our link tree, so in our bio on Instagram, you will find the petition. You will find loads of resources. We put up as many resources as we can in that link tree. So if you're feeling quite lost when it comes to endo as well, you can go there. But for the petition in particular, and for the protest that is happening on the 5th of December in Dublin, so that came about via the community. So that wasn't necessarily Lisa, Robin and I sitting down and saying, okay, let's go with the petition. The community are just, you know, heartbroken over the fact that these two centres, for example, the one in Greece and the one in Bucharest, are not on the list. Why are they not on the list? Let's get them on the list. And also at the same time, let's better what we have in Ireland. But in the meantime, while we're getting there, have them on the list. Have people have options. And so you can go to our link tree on Instagram, and I'll also post it on the story so it'll be easy for people to follow or find today. And you can sign the petition that you're essentially agreeing to. We have the petition and outlining exactly what we're looking for, the changes that we're looking for with the framework and the scheme. Sign it and also share it. Share it as much as possible. We're trying to speak to as many news outlets as possible. Anyone that will listen, essentially, you know, it needs to be a household term, like diabetes, like asthma. I mean, you go into a hospital, you don't see any posters of endometriosis anywhere, and it's affecting that many women, and it primarily affects women. So we need men to speak up about it as well. It's something that we're very passionate about. The brothers, the dads, it's not a period condition. So, you know, it's something much, much more than that. It's full body inflammatory, and it affects women so much. So we're really trying to get the word out there about it.
Jade from the Her Voice Project, thank you so much for hopping on iRadio's group chat this evening to update us on all of that. Do keep us informed on how Lisa is getting on as well. I'll be sure to follow along on the journey, and we look forward to having you on the show again very soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was great to chat.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.